Welcome to Facing Fear with Sarah. My name is Sarah McInerney Hawk. I am your host. I went from 30 flirty and thriving to 30 flirty and surviving. I was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 30, and prior to that, I had faced a lot of fears in life, which led me to creating this podcast in 2019. Fast forward, here we are many years later, and I've interviewed over 100 different guests with many stories of how they face fear while remaining unapologetically authentic. That is what we are here to do, encourage you to live your life unapologetically and authentically. The Facing Fear world recently got a little bit bigger because a new part of it is in the world, and that's my book, my very first book. It's called Does Carcinoma Mean Cancer? It covers the 4 days between being tested for cancer and finding out that I had it, and the funny things that happened in between. Well, you know, funny, happy, sad, etc. It can be found anywhere on Amazon, and it's a graphic memoir, which means it is 70% art, 30% text, and it's 74 pages long. So it's something you could read in one sitting, revisit multiple times because the art has a lot of dual meanings, and I'm so proud of it. Go check it out on Amazon or facingfearwithsarah.com/book. All right, let's get into this week's episode. Today on the podcast, my friend Amanda. I first met Amanda at a retreat hosted by Emily Schramm, who was the most recent episode. And she, like me, has been a longtime fan of the challenge, has kind of followed Emily through her evolution in physical fitness, wellness, hippy dippy stuff, all the way to a retreat where we participated in a plant medicine ceremony, which is basically taking mushrooms, aka psilocybin. Amanda and I both came into this weekend kind of like, ooh, I don't know, we don't do drugs, like, eh. But we were at a point in our lives where we needed some healing. We really needed to get in touch with ourselves inside, and we trusted nobody else but Emily to facilitate such a thing. So Amanda and I go deep into what it was like to take psilocybin for the first time, what was great for us, what made us cry, what we've learned since then, and how we feel now when we think about it today. So stay tuned, check it out. Thanks again, Amanda, for coming on the show. Amanda is a software engineer by day, and in her free time, you can find her enjoying the outdoors, knitting a hat, reading a romance novel, lifting weights, or watching sports. She's a Taurus. Did I say that right? Taurus? Okay, Taurus, and a 5'2 projector who has a deep love for horses. We're going to talk about that 5'2 projector situation. And she says, at her core, she's just a girl who is on a self-healing journey and ultimately just wants to leave the world a better place than how she found it. Beautifully, beautifully written. You're a good writer.
Thanks. You know, I think I wrote it in my form, but...
You made it to the end of the episode, so I'm going to give you a little surprise. I was recently published in the Wildfire magazine. It is the first and only publication for and by those who are too young to be affected by breast cancer. And you can go get this issue at a discount. So visit wildfirecommunity.org and use code WILDFIRE15, or even better, use the link in my social media, in the show notes today. And if you use that particular link and the code, you can not only save yourself money, but you can also earn me a little bit of money as I get a kickback from every purchase used under Sarah's link. So go check it out in the show notes. The issue is themed The New Normal. And this is relatable for anybody who's been through some kind of storm in life and is trying to figure out who they are and who and what and how and why life goes on afterwards. So check it out. Go visit wildfirecommunity.org. Use code WILDFIRE15 to save on your version of a print or digital copy of the latest issue called The New Normal. Thank you so, so much for your support.